15. Abigail rides out. David was on the run from King Saul, hiding in the wilderness with his men. They were hungry and tired. While they camped near the land of a wealthy man named Nabal, David's men had protected Nabal's shepherds and flocks. They hadn't stolen a single sheep, and they'd kept raiders away. So David sent messengers to Nabal with a polite request. "We've been good to your shepherds. Would you share some food with us? Whatever you can spare." Nabal was rude. He said, "Who is David? Why should I take my bread and my water and my meat and give it to men I don't even know?" He sent the messengers away with nothing. When David heard, he was furious. He strapped on his sword and told 400 of his men to do the same. He was riding to destroy Nabal and everyone in his household. But one of Nabal's servants ran to Nabal's wife, Abigail. "David's men were good to us," the servant said. "They protected us in the fields. And now Nabal has insulted them, and disaster is hanging over our whole household." Abigail didn't panic, and she didn't wait for permission. She loaded donkeys with bread, wine, grain, raisins, figs, and dressed sheep, as much food as she could gather, sent her servants ahead, and rode out to meet David on the road. When she saw David coming with his men and his sword, she got off her donkey, bowed, and spoke. She took responsibility, even though the insult wasn't hers. She said, "Please don't pay attention to Nabal. He's a fool, and he acted like one. But you, my lord, don't let this be on your conscience. Don't let it be said that you shed blood over an insult. The Lord will make you a great leader. Let this not be a stain on that." David stopped. He listened. And then he said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you today to meet me. And praised be your good judgment. If you hadn't come, by morning there would have been no one left alive in Nabal's house." David turned around. Abigail's words and her courage saved every person in that household. Abigail didn't just save her household. She saved David from becoming someone he would have been ashamed to be. David was about to slaughter people over an insult, and that would have followed him the rest of his life. Abigail stepped in with wisdom, not force, and David knew it. He thanked her for it. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do for someone isn't fighting their enemy. It's stopping them from becoming one. 1 Samuel 25.